More questions from the Mammalia. I have attachment issues and I don't feel like getting another Siamese cat yet. I am now a temporary dog person and I could get used to little mother's enthusiasm. I still have a lot of prince in me, but this newfound affection could escalate. I'm a cat person, but I worry that Cohen's endearing energy could cancel that out. Mammalia, there is no crisis here. Sometimes one is a cat person, sometimes one is a dog person. If Cohen's company pleases you, then keep Cohen. His next question, the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything isn't really 42 now, is it? But maybe there is no ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything. Next question, there's this twink in the office, a daisy closet, a daisy boy closet queen who's got more powder than Avon, and who claims that the quote-unquote discreetly bisexual pamintas are funnier than the out loud and prouds like yours truly. Akala ko ba mas nakakatawa mga shemales? I really don't say much recently because I just got transferred to his team. He gets the laughs by default, of course, since it is his home court, and I am still not saying anything. I'm not really worried, but do I start cussing, let it rip, and tell him to shut the fuck up? Well, you know, people like that, they just want attention, and the way to really tick them off is not to give it to them. So just ignore the little boy, you know, just ignore him. If he wants to make unfounded general pronouncements, let him. Probably gives him the only happiness which he enjoys on a daily basis, so... If you can ignore him, just ignore him. And we do not have reason to worry about your high super graceness now, do we? Now we have no, you have no reason. And we're not even high. You know, the medication they gave us is all antibacterial, antiviral. So highness is not really going to happen in our case.